Welcome to Off the Charts, the Horse Racing Stakes Picks podcast. This is episode 46, and I am your host, Dave Ginsburg, with expert horse player Steve Duckhorn. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing great, Dave. How you doing this morning?
Doing great. I'm excited that we're in the midst of a great cards coming up with Del Mar and Saratoga, the class of all the horse tracks are out there. You're going to have some great summer, I think. Don't you think?
I agree, Dave. Yep, it's going to be excellent. Today is opening day at Saratoga.
Yeah, that's just crazy. Friday is, of course, the opening day, and Saturday will be the second racing day. We're pretty excited, and we'll be probably covering both tracks pretty extensively for over the next few months, a few weeks. So let's let everybody know to visit our website, offthechartshorseracing.com, and at the top of the page, you'll find all the ways to listen to us. Just click a link. It's at the top of the page. Be sure you're joining our Facebook group. Our link is out there, and you can be participating in our Facebook group. And you also can use your Amazon Echo device and ask Echo to play Off the Charts Horse Racing on TuneIn. Be sure you're following us on Twitter, Off the Charts HR, and Steve will post any of the changes, something he might find, all kinds of that kind of stuff. We got over 12,000 downloads. That's crazy.
It really is, Dave.
Just awesome. And episode 35, we're consistently about three interviews are listening to us. That's great, but always more. But as the better racing comes up, I'm sure more people will be piqued in interest as far as what's going on in the world of horse racing. So agenda will be as follows. You'll review last week's results, and then horse nugget segment. I'm pretty excited about this one. Your friend Tim tweeted out a suggestion about betting strategies, and you got a nice good segment here that you're going to be talking about how you strategize and what you bet. So then this week, as I said, we got Saratoga and we've got Del Mar, two races from both tracks, and we'll wrap it up. And if you wanted to start with our agenda, our last week's results.
Yeah, Dave. Just a real quick review of last week. Three stakes races we handicapped. We had one top pick winner. I think the listeners who are paying attention kind of know in my selections the horses I really feel strongly about. And late was an easy winner last week. And clearly... that was the horse I probably liked the best of the three races that we handicapped, though Elate didn't pay very much to win. There's been kind of a lull, as you said, in horse racing early in the summer, and that kind of happens every year. But now we're getting into two of the better meets of the racing season, Del Mar and Saratoga. And we get more graded stakes races, more horses that we're familiar with, and hopefully we'll have a lot of success here over the next 5 or 6 weeks.
Absolutely. All right, great. Let's move right on to the horse nugget segment, and you are going to talk about betting strategies. I think this is a good topic. Let us know your views on this.
Yeah, Dave. So this was suggested by my friend Tim, who tweeted it out, I've given it some thought, and certainly this is a segment that could last a really long time. but I'm going to at least give my my views on betting strategies, and my betting strategy for a while now has been playing the pick threes, pick fours, and pick fives, the multi-win race kinds of wagers. I'm fond of those wagers because, for what I consider to be pretty small investment, you can generate a pretty large payoff. My strength has always been identifying contenders in races. And as I think about the profile of the people that are successful in pick threes, pick fours, and pick fives, their style is one of being able to identify the contenders in a race. So for me, that's where my strength lies. And so, I very rarely now make wagers other than playing the multi-win race wagers like pick threes, pick fours, and pick fives. Mm-hmm. A couple things that I've noticed and things that I've incorporated into my strategy is I include the likely post-time favorites in my sequences, especially in the pick fours and pick fives, because I've hit a number of large pick fours and pick fives that included the favorite in one of the sequences. The payoffs aren't as great when you include or have the likely post-time favorite in your pick threes, but certainly in the pick fours and pick fives. For me, identifying a key horse in the sequence, if I look at a pick four, pick five, I'm usually looking for a horse that I like at a reasonable price, and I usually will key that horse, meaning that I will make that a single in my sequence, and then try to spread out from there. I like sequences that include maiden races, especially maiden special weights, especially horses that don't have any racing experience, because then I can start to play off some of my strengths around breeding and trainers and scenarios like that. And you can catch some nice price horses in the sequence because of that. Another recommendation is that if you're going to have a cheap claiming race, in your sequence, that you include, multiple horses, since the most inconsistent horses on the track are usually the cheap claiming horses at a racetrack. So I try to put four or five horses in when it comes to at least whatever the bottom rung is of claiming horses are at the particular meet. So that's kind of my thoughts around pick threes, pick fours, pick fives. I also did kind of spend a little time thinking about some of the other opportunities you have for wagering. When I think about exactas and trifectas and superfectas and all the just single race kinds of wagers that you can make, the profile of the type of horse player that is successful playing those kinds of wagers is they're really good at picking horses to run second, third, or fourth. And they have to be pace players. They have to be horse players that are really good at figuring out pace and figuring out what horses are going to be closing at the end of the race, what horses are going to be on the front end or up close, but also have the ability to hang on for some of the place and show prices. So for me, the profile of those people are, there's the ones that are really strong in understanding pace of the race and then incorporating their selections based on that. The guys and gals that I've seen be successful in exactas are folks that box the exactas. So, playing horses that they like both ways, both in first and second, and then flip flopping them. When it comes to tries and superfectas, it'll be really important, as in the multi-race wagers, to key horses. So, you're going to have to make a stand and pick a horse or two and key those horses in your sequences. So that's kind of the profile that I see of people that have been successful playing exactas and trifectas, single race, wagers and gimmicks. Got to really understand pace to be successful at that. Right. One other one that I'll mention is, the win bet, players, I wrote down the profile of those people are, people that are good at picking winners, right? If you're going to bet win, you better be good at picking winners. The ones that I've seen be successful with that strategy are the ones that, bet more money, the larger the odds, which is exactly contrarian to one's emotional feelings about playing those races. But really, if you're going to make money betting win, you're going to have to increase your bet as the odds get larger. To summarize, Dave, though, for me, and I've mentioned this more than once on my podcast and our podcast, the key to this whole thing is to keep records. And once you start to keep records of your wagers, you'll start to identify where you have been successful and what your strengths are. And then I would suggest that your wagering strategy should be based on that. So again, Dave, this segment could really last a long time, but I thought I would identify and at least pick out my thoughts and feelings around some of the more common wagers that you can make at the racetrack.
I mean, the key is that everybody, you have to be interested in it. You know, you got to be interested in consistently watching what's going on in the racing world. And keeping records is the big part of it. If you don't keep records, then you're going to be having some challenges with coming back on horses and coming back on staying consistent. So
I think that's the big point is if you're going to be consistent and you're going to be successful at wagering at the racetrack, you're going to have to do your own analysis around right. the things that you're good at and the things that you aren't so good at. And, I've dabbled in exactas, trifectas and in race wagers. And, that's not where my strength is. My strength is in identifying contenders and races, which is why on our podcast, a lot of our listeners will take my selections and put them in exactas and trifectas. And, I would say that we've had, limited success doing that because that's not where I'm coming from when I make my picks. I'm trying to identify the three horses in the race that we're targeting. I'm trying to identify three horses that I think have a chance to win.
Win.
Correct.
Yep, makes sense. So, yep. Great. Anybody that's out there who wants to tweet us out a suggestion on a future horse and like a segment, that would be awesome. Appreciate you doing that for us, Tim. And if anybody else wants to know more about different things relating to handicapping, please tweet it out to us at OffTheChartsHR. All right, let's move right on to the handicapping for this week. We're going to start off with Saratoga, and I'll get to bring up our program here. Saratoga, we're going to start off with the ninth race. I had it there too, and I was doubting myself.
It's okay.
All right, so let's start off with the ninth race here. It's 6 furlong. It's a grade 3. It's the Sanford. It's $150,000, and this is the babies, the 2-year-olds. And give us your picks. It's at Saratoga.
Yeah, Dave. So these, these races are tough because these are lightly raced 2-year-old colts or fillies in this race. I'm going to make the 8-horse Dave Strike Silver our top selection. Mark Cassie trains. Julian LaPerru is the jockey. This horse is 3-1 in the morning line. This horse is a 2-year-old colt out of Violence, who I know I've mentioned more than one time as one of the sires that I. I'm focused on, especially with these young horses. This horse has had one lifetime start at Churchill Downs, broke its maiden at Churchill. I was attracted to the sub-12-second last eighth of a mile this horse raced. Though this horse did get out on the front end and wire the field in breaking that maiden, I would expect, based on Julian LaPerru's style, that he will probably lay off the pace here. And then try to make one closing move. This horse has a nice bullet workout at Keeneland. Also has a workout over the Saratoga track. I like this situation for especially drawn the outside with these young horses. It's a more advantageous post position. So I'm going to make the 8-horse Dave Strike Silver my top selection in this ninth race at Saratoga on Saturday. Our second selection, Dave, is going to be the 7-horse. The 7-horse is Baino Solo. This horse is trained by Steve Asmussen, Ricardo Santana, the jockey, 6-1 on the morning line. This horse also broke its maiden at Churchill Downs, going wire to wire with Santana. Had a little bit of bumping at the beginning of the start, but easily drew off as the post time favorite. Three nice workouts on the Saratoga training track. Asmussen points for this meet every year, and his young horses do extremely well at Saratoga. So keep an eye on Asmussen, especially in these sprint races. And Santana is Asmussen's go-to jockey, and we get 6-1 on the morning line as a second choice. So let's make the 7-horse Dave Baino Solo our second selection in this ninth race on Saturday. And then our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the 4-horse. The 4-horse is Whiskey Echo. This horse is also trained by Steve Asmussen, Irad Ortiz, the jockey, 8-1 in the morning line. We get LASIKs for the first time on a horse that wired the field, breaking its It's maiden at Belmont the last time out. This horse also has a couple of workouts on the training track at Saratoga, which is a little bit slower track. So I know that this horse and our other selection has also been legged up on that track. Get an attractive price of 8-1 with Steve Asmussen, who does really well in these kinds of races. Yeah. It should be noted that I have left out both the Todd Pletcher horses out of the 1 and the 2 hole here. You know, as all the races at Saratoga will shape up during this meet, you're going to be able to make 4 or 5, maybe 6 horses a top pick. Right. And probably all the races, because all the top trainers, all the top jockeys. I'm not a big fan of inside posts in these baby races and these lightly raced horses. So I'm going to go outside with more of the outside post positions here with horses that appear to be talented to me, and try to beat the overbet Pletcher horses in this race. So my selections, Dave, to summarize in race 9, Saratoga on Saturday, are 8, 7, 4.
And like you said, this race is pretty tough. I see almost every horse that's in this race has won their first start. So that itself tough to handicap.
Yes, it is. Yep. So I kind of like our strategy here, and let's try to beat the Pletcher horses.
All right, so let's move on in Saratoga, and of course that was the first leg of the Daily Double. So we have two races on this card. So we'll move on to the 10th race. The 10th race is 1 1/8 miles. It's on the turf. It's Grade 1. It's the Diana. It's $500,000 for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and upward. And get your picks.
Dave, my top selection in this 10th race at Saratoga on Saturday is going to be the 6 horse. The 6 horse is A Raving Beauty. Chad Brown trains Irad Ortiz, the jockey. This horse is 2-1 in the morning line. This horse is 3rd off the layoff. He has a sub 22-second quarter of a mile in that last race at Belmont. Has an improving buyer speed figure pattern. Chad Brown points all of his top horses for this meet, and has been the top trainer at Saratoga numerous times over the years. I'm not fond of the price, but I studied this race for a long time. And at the end of the day, Dave, I've decided to make the 6 horse A Raving Beauty our top selection. Our second selection in this race is going to be the 7 horse. The 7 horse is Hawksmoor. Arnaud Delacour is the trainer. Julien Leperu, the jockey. 6-1 in the morning line. This horse has got some races in its past performances that would certainly get the job done here. Looks like this horse had a little bit of a regression in form in those races at Laurel and Santa Anita. The trainer laid this horse off for a while, but it looks like this horse has been training forwardly, and he has produced a number of triple-digit buyer speed figures in its past performances, and I would expect a much better effort this time out. So let's make the 7 horse, Dave, Hawksmoor, our second selection in this 10th race at Saratoga on Saturday. And our third and final selection here, Dave, is going to be the 3. Oops, I'm sorry. Is going to be the 1 horse, Dave. So you can change our notes there. The 1 horse is Sister Charlie. Sister Charlie is trained by Chad Brown. Johnny Velasquez is the jockey. 9-5 in the morning line. I've circled the that this horse is a 4-year-old filly. Certainly has produced the kinds of buyer speed figures that could win this race. Take a look at this horse's last race at Belmont in that New York Grade 2, 1 1/4 miles. This horse at one point in the race was 28 lengths off the pace and closed to finish 2nd as a very heavy favorite. So, again, probably get a good, nice, cozy inside post position. Chad Braun on the turf in a graded stakes race at Saratoga. I think we need to make sure that we include his horse here as our third and final selection, Dave. So Saratoga's 10th race on Saturday, our selections are going to be 6, 7, 1.
Yeah, I say you had to make sure you have at least 1 Johnny V horse.
Yes. Yeah.
That 9-5 odds, those aren't very attractive either, unfortunately.
No.
So, all right, let's move over to the West Coast, and we'll go over to Del Mar. Del Mar will be We'll start with the seventh race. Seventh race is a mile and a 16th. It's a grade two. It's the 77th running of the San Diego Handicap. It's $200,000 for three-year-olds on upward. Let's get your picks.
So my top selection in this race, Dave, is going to be the one horse. The one horse is Catalina Cruiser. John Sadler trains. Drayton Van Dyke's the jockey. This is my price play of the four races that I've handicapped. This horse is 8-1 in the morning line. This is a horse that's been sprinting his first two lifetime starts, won pretty easily in that race at Santa Anita, producing two sub 12 second eighths of a mile in that race. This horse will be stretching out. Sadler is 18% in graded stakes races. We get this horse on the rail with not a lot of early speed. This horse is going to be on the front end, Dave, and I'm looking for this horse to potentially go wire to wire at a nice price. So Let's make the one horse Catalina Cruiser our top selection. Our second selection in this race is going to be the seven horse Accelerate. Sadler also trains this one. Victor Espinosa is the jockey. This horse will be the favorite. This horse is 8-5 in the morning line. This horse has a likeness for the Del Mar racetrack. Five starts on Del Mar, three wins and a third. Has produced a 110 buyer speed figure at Del Mar. This horse races back to the kinds of races that he's been racing lately. He will probably win the race, but again, you know, speed kills. So our horse is going to be on the front end. If Van Dyke can get this thing to relax, Accelerate's going to have all he can do to try to catch a horse that gets an easy front end lead. So, but let's make Accelerate, Dave, our second selection in this seventh race at Del Mar on Saturday. And our third and final selection, Dave, is going to be the nine horse. The nine horse is Dabster, Baffert trains, Flavian Pratt's the jockey. 8-1 in the morning line.
Yeah.
This horse was bought for $1 million. We get this horse second off a layoff. Baffert's 32% when he takes horses from sprints to routes. Clearly, this horse has talent, and certainly the purchase price says that that Baffert and his connections thought this was going to be a talented horse. So has a workout over the Del Mar track, which I like, and the price looks right. So let's make the nine horse, Dave, Dabster our third selection. So to summarize, Del Mar seventh race on Saturday, our selections are going to be 1, 7, 9.
All right, great. And then of course that's the start of the daily double for this set of races too. So let's move on to the final race of the day here for us. This is the eighth race. It's 1 mile on the turf. It's a grade two. It's the 49th running of the San Clemente. It's $200,000 for Philly three-year-olds. So get your picks.
Yep. So my top selection in this race, probably no surprise to the listeners, is going to be the four-horse Miss Sienna. Phil D'Amato trains. Mike Smith, the jockey. 5-1 in the morning line. This horse gets blinkers on. But more importantly, this is this horse's second North American start. And you know that I like horses in their second start here in the U.S. So didn't have to do a whole lot of thinking about this one. Let's make the four horse Miss Sienna our top selection. Our second selection, Dave's going to be the nine horse. The nine horse is the 10 horse. The 10 horse is going to be his name is War Heroine. Peter Miller trains, Tyler Bays is the jockey. This horse is 6-1 in the morning line. Thing I like about this horse, Dave, is this, I was looking for the speed in this race. This horse is another one of those that's stretching out from sprint races, from a sprint race to a route. Bays is a tremendous jockey on the front end.
Yep.
So I would expect him to get this horse out on the front end and get it to relax. Bays is 26% when he rides for Peter Miller, Dave. So let's make the 10 horse War Heroine our second selection. And our third selection is the horse that I was about to mention, which is the 9 horse West Palm Beach. Simon Callahan trains, Flavian Pratt, the jockey, 6-1 in the morning line. This jockey trainer combination at Del Mar is 32%. I've noted that. This horse is off a little bit of a layoff. So this horse is racing its third start in North America. So, you know, as these horses come from overseas, they tend to get better once they get acclimated here.
Yeah.
This horse was a beaten favorite the last time out. Pratt has not been doing much wrong this year, 22% jockey. Callahan is 15% in graded stakes races. So this horse looks like a logical fit here to get in the money, maybe win the race. Let's make the 9 horse, Dave, West Palm Beach, our third selection. So to summarize, Dave, race 8, Del Mar on Saturday, our selections are the 4, the 10, and the 9.
All right, so let's wrap this up. Go to our website, offthechartshorseracing.com, and there you have all the links to get to any place you need to do to listen to us. It's at the top there. Make sure you're following us on Twitter, offthechartshr. Any podcasting updates, race day changes, or other picks will be tweeted out. Also, if you have any questions, you want to send us an email, you could send us an email at questions@offthechartshorseracing.com. With that, do you have any closing comments before we wrap this up?
No, Dave. Just good luck to everyone, and yeah. We're getting in a good time of the year for horse racing.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks for joining us. Good luck and good racing.